All right, I'm going to call today's ADA board meeting to order, and I'll ask Quinn to do a roll call for the board members.
Mr. Wilkins.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday. Ms. Brown.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Barnhill.
Mike, are you there? Hello? Greg, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. Mr. Dick.
He's here in the building.
Mr. Pruth.
Here. Would you continue with the staff and public?
Okay. As I point to you, please state your name and organization.
John Springsteen, ADA.
Macro.
Jerry Jude, Department of Law.
Jude Alford, ADA.
Tom Erickson, ADA. Mike Tyson, ADA.
Cherry Peterson, ADA.
Linda Zen, ADA.
Brenda Applegate, ADA.
Upper Deal, ADA.
Linley, Occupy.
Honey Morris, Occupy.
Dan Britton, Pentex.
Mark Gardner, PFM.
Jim Hemsath, ADA.
Jim Cario, ADA.
Jerry Wilcox, Cruiser Big Chemical.
Kirsten Rodvick, ADA.
Macro.
Rich Booten, ADA.
Elizabeth
Greer,
ADA.
Nancy Wainwright.
Oh, it's actually
the Wilderness Society.
Jim Gallagher,
HDR. Do we got public on the phone?
John Gatekeeper, Saints Council.
Any other public? Okay.
Thank you, Quinn. Item number four is agenda approval. You have an agenda before you. I'll take a motion for approval, please.
Second.
Without objection, the agenda is approved. Item number five is public comments. A reminder, limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. I'd like to get your full name, any affiliation that's appropriate. With that, I'll go online first. Is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment?
Yeah, with John Gates with the Brooks Range Council.
John, welcome. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Hello, board members. Thank you for taking my comments today. I hope to call in and add to the Amber Road discussion, but I don't see it on the agenda. Actually, I don't see it on the agenda this whole spring. So, once again, I was just calling to strongly urge the board to provide more oversight on this proposal. I just listened to the AEA meeting, and it was full of talk about financial accountability and transparency and viability, community support. And I don't really see that applying to the Amber Road project, and I'm not sure why. I keep hearing that the Amber Road's pattern after the Long Mountain Transportation System, and I'm not sure what that pattern is. The ADA board that oversaw DMTS and Red Dot proposal locked the two together with contracts, and locked the two with bonds, and locked the two with a shared EIS and shared commitments, and that's not happening with Amber Road either. We're over 4 years and $20 million Alaskan dollars into the proposal, and the Department of Transportation has walked away from this proposal multiple times over multiple decades. And in all the literature I've read, there's still no contracts or commitments. So I'm not sure what the pattern is here and how it fits with past work. Four lines are listed as needed to move the project forward in the 2017 perspective, but in all my research, I can't find four mine proposals in the area that are ready to move forward. Tech has land interest in the area, but they've publicly confirmed they'll not be moving forward anytime soon. And they're the same guys at Red Dot. So once again, I'm not sure what the pattern is here. And how can you develop a bond structure with such a low percentage of immediate participation? I can't help but think if the proposal was an AEA idea, it would be shelved for another few decades by now, as it has been in the past. So as a board, please take some time to discuss why an Alaska mega project is moving forward without land usage rights across Doyon land to the east and at the road's proposed inception, or even agreement from local Alaska villages facing the loss of their cultural lands and food sources. My understanding is that ADA is supposed to support economic diversity, but this proposal adversely impacts the thriving and growing tourism industry in the Brooks Range. It's where I was born and raised, right in the path of this road proposal. near the village of Bettles. My folks have started Inukuk Lake Wilderness Lodge, and it's a sustainable Alaska-owned industry and tourism in general, as well as my family business, and it doesn't require any handouts. So I'm not sure why you would pay money to put the industry at risk. My family business and those in Bettles and surrounding areas, we don't have extraction days. We are consuming the mountaintops around us until they're gone. We're showing them off to clients who consistently say it's the most amazing place they've visited. And more of them show up each year. They spend money in Alaska with Alaska businesses, Alaska air chargers, expediters, guides, ground support, and they can keep doing it. Local villages need open country to survive, and published reports show that road developments impact their food sources, and those sources cost money to replace, but the road won't connect to the villages. The villagers do want development, but not this one. They say that in every meeting that they've had in the region with ADA. I hope you understand my concern today. And as we go forward in Alaska, my family has been developers in the Brooks Range for over 40 years. And we want Alaska to thrive economically. We want ADA to make good decisions for the future. The economic development of my family and businesses in my region have required contracts and financial agreements. And we would like to see the same standard here. It's in your bylaws. So thanks.
Thank you, John. Any comments from you, Gary?
Thank you for your testimony. Do you have your testimony in written form?
I do.
Would you send that to Mr. Springsteen here at ADA so it's part of the permanent record?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else online wishing to make a comment? Hearing none. Anybody in the boardroom? Yes, come on up, please. Sit right up there, Ed, and you can state your name and affiliation if you have one. Let the record know that Mr. Dick has returned.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak. My name is Lois Epstein. I am a licensed engineer in Alaska. I'm also the Arctic Program Director for the Wilderness Society. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the Wilderness Society, we've been operating in Alaska since the 1930s. Our scientists have worked on Arctic issues way back when, and I'm proud to continue that work. I attended the April 6th House Resource Committee oversight hearing in Juneau and helped develop a letter that was sent to the committee, to the governor and the lieutenant governor yesterday. It was signed by seven organizations, some of them local Alaska organizations, some of them national organizations about the Yamble Road. I have copies of that letter for the board and a few extra. I'd like to read 3 points from the letter today, which covers the hearing's findings. The letter's actually longer, so this is just for the interest of time to read three key points. The first point is that Doyon has not committed to providing a needed right-of-way across the lands for the Amble Road, and ADA has not reflected this fact in its proposed route, so that's an important question. Second, as John Gadecki mentioned, there are notable differences between the Red Dog project and the Amble Road project that need to be examined, including but not limited to the planned public-private contractual agreement for Ambler, the road's different terrain, subsistence impacts and costs, employing phased upgrades for the Amble Road, potentially three phases, I'm adding that, versus building the Red Dog Road all at once. The environmental impact statement processes are different, and the fact that the Ambler Mining District involves less certain mineral resources for development in a less certain time frame compared to Red Dog. And thirdly, the Ambler Road project represents a bad financial deal for the state of Alaska, and that comes from testimony. Trilogy seeks to assume zero risk for road cost overruns and repayment shortfalls, while the state assumes 100% of those risks via ADA. Trilogy projects full payback on its mine investment in a few years, while the state would wait 30 or more years to recoup its investment if it ever is recouped. Additionally, Trilogy has an estimated net present value over $1.4 billion after tax for the mine. This is from their presentation at the hearing, using an 8% discount rate. But the state has only an estimated net present value of $84 to $90 million for the road using a 3.9% discount rate and a negative net present value using an 8% discount rate. those are some very important points I wanted the board to focus on, among others, and really appreciate this opportunity to lay those out for you. Thank you for your attention, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Questions from the board? Mike or Fred?
No questions here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the testimony. Thank you.
Appreciate the time, and unfortunately I won't be able to stay for your rest of your discussion.
Okay. Well, welcome back anytime. All right. Is anybody else wishing to please come up?
Hi, my name is J.R. Wilcox. I'm the president of Prudhoe Bay Chemical. We have a resolution on the agenda today, G1803, approving a sublease of the North Slope pad with Prudhoe Bay Chemical. So I'm, of course, available to answer any specific questions the board has. I know that you have some of the history here, obviously, already in background. Just to briefly recap, Prudhoe Bay Chemical originally contacted Ada in 2015 about a proposed gas to methanol plant that we're looking at installing on the North Slope. One of the problems that we've had, as I'm sure most economic development not attached to a major oil company has on the North Slope, is the lack of an actual real estate market that allows people to purchase or lease land in any kind of reasonable fashion. So it's difficult to find something that we can do. We originally looked at putting it on a BP pad, but of course BP is the subsurface lessee. All of those pads and infrastructure are there because of their rights to access the subsurface, so they can't sublease to somebody to operate within the Prudhoe Bay unit. So it really narrows it down to a very small number of places where you can actually put a plant. There is a mining land water process, which is almost perfectly concocted to keep anyone from ever building anything on the North Slope, because you need to go through a multi-year process, which culminates in a public bid. In that process, you need to gather letters of non-objection. We know that the oil companies will not issue letters of non-objection, not knowing who the ultimate lessor is going to be. So back in 2016, we began to work with Jim Hemsath and Matt Maris on what it would look like to sublease a section of the pad, which used to be the Spectrum pad. We have been, in a process of creating that sublease since then. Jerry in the Department of Law was involved in finalizing that at the end of last year. We understand that DNR approval is, of course, necessary as part of this. When we began the process, one of the first people we ended up speaking with was the State Pipeline Coordinator's Office, now the State Pipeline Coordinator's Section, about what it would take to amend the existing right-of-way in order to allow for this gas to liquids plant instead of the previous gas to liquids plant. And they were fully in support of it. And there's, I know Ada has since back in February submitted an application to amend the existing right-of-way, which has the support of the pipeline coordinator's section now. However, as a section instead of an office, they now need the approval of DNR as well. And I know that has been an issue. However, I would like to remind the board that the sublease as drafted is contingent on DNR approval, and we are not really in a position where we can ask for DNR approval until this board has approved the lease. So I would urge you not to hold off on approving the lease pending DNR approval, because we can't really seek DNR approval until we have a lease to try and get them to approve. If you have any, that's a real quick recap, and I'm very, very happy to dive down any rabbit holes that are at all useful to the board on the situation. But thank you very much for your attention, and I hope that we can cooperate in getting a great new value-added project on the slope.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Will you be available in case we have questions when the resolution comes before the board later on in the meeting?
Absolutely.
All right. Any questions from the board?
I'll wait for the resolution.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody further in the anybody else in the boardroom wishing to comment? Come on up.
Hello. My name is Neil Gunn. I'm with the Venture North Group, and I'm consulting with Mr. Wilcox, who just spoke to the group. Just wanted to more make a statement about this project. It's something I'm very passionate about. I think it's something that Alaska and the state should be very passionate about. So I took the liberty of taking Ada's mission statement off the website. I'd like to read that aloud. Ada is a public corporation of the state of Alaska, created in 1967 by the Alaska legislature. In the interest of promoting the health, security, and general welfare of all the people of the state, and a public purpose. That is to increase job opportunities and otherwise to encourage the economic growth of the state, including the development of its natural resources. Through the establishment and expansion of manufacturing, industrial, energy export, small business, and business enterprises. So, for me, again, I want to just make a statement of, if this project doesn't hit this mission statement right in the face, most projects we've had before this board, I don't know what does. So I just wanted to echo J.R.'s comments. Please, please, please pass this lease, even if it's contingent on DNR's approval.
All right, Neil, thank you. Any comments from the board?
He'll be around, too.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Any further folks in this boardroom? Seeing none, I will close the public comment period. Next up is prior minutes for March 1st, 2018. I take a motion for adoption.
So moved.
Second. Any follow-up, corrections, deletions? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Brings us to item number 7, new business. And that, but that would be executive session. So I'd like the motion for that.
Mr. Chair, I entertain a motion to go to executive session. Oh, you already said that.
Yeah.
I move to enter an executive session.
Okay, I'll
switch seats. That's confidential and financial information related to Mustang Operations Center, Skagway, or Terminal, and the IEP.
Thank you. Any objections to executive session? All right, and we are in it, and are we going to...
You're going back to the afternoon
room?
And...
John, do you have an idea how long we'll be in there for our busy guests?
Estimate 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours.